In this shortcast, Dr. Gustav Spalador discusses pediatric palliative care for metabolic diseases, 20-year epidemiological survey of outpatients at a Brazilian quaternary hospital, published in March 2024.
As we know, the inborn metabolic disease, or IMD, are a group of disorders that affect the metabolic pathway in general, compromising production of energy and the storage of complex molecules. A new classification of IMD aimed to simplify the clinical reasoning about the pathophysiology. The three groups established are different from each other with regard to manifestations, but they share the suffering inherent to these complex chronic conditions. Complex chronic conditions are those that can reasonably be expected to last at least 12 months unless death occurs, or involve either several systems or one organ system severely enough to require some period in a tertiary care center. The diagnosis of a chronic complex condition is like sinking into a sea of the unknown. Palliative care is like the lifeboat. It does not take you out of the sea, but it helps make the crossing less traumatic. The palliative care team aims to help the people with a disease or their families to face the treatment if it exists, and the losses during the life. Palliative care addresses the physical, social, and emotional dimensions of these families. According to the World Health Organization, palliative care must be present and offered to these families at the diagnosis and follow them until the end of life, not just in the end. There are few studies associating the palliative care with IMD. The oldest dates back to 2018 and showed about 15% of patients with metabolic conditions in follow-up by palliative care team during 3 years. After that, a Turkish study emphasized the importance of the interface between metabolic disease and palliative care, and during few months present an incidence of about 20% of patients with IMD hospitalized in the pediatric palliative care service. Recently, two Portuguese studies showed an IMD prevalence rate of 8 to 10%. Our study was built on a trilogy structure, initially presenting the epidemiology of IMD in the context of palliative care in order to reinforce the importance of this scene. 14% of our patients were diagnosed with IMD, and the group of complex molecules was the most frequent, with the sphingolipidosis the most represented conditions. The IMD group had an early median age of referral to palliative care, possibly because they had multisystem pathologies that demand more symptom management and a greater awareness of the main team regarding the concept of palliative care. The next step of our trilogy will be to highlight the main trajectories of IMD based on palliative care. And finally, we will publish the symptomatological epidemiology and technological needs associated with individuals with metabolic disease in the palliative setting. Palliative care in inborn metabolic disease, an urgent meeting of two pathways. If you like to read our paper, please visit the JIMD Reports webpage or click the link in the podcast description. Thank you for listening.